You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 889, hour number 2. We start this hour with percussion music. We start with Stephen Schick, a piece called Bone Alphabet, performed by Stephen Schick, composed by Brian Fernyhough, and this comes from a CD, Drumming in the Dark, percussion music performed by Stephen Schick on Numa Records, released in 2000. And we will then hear from Mark Applebaum from his CD 30, which is celebrating his 30-year friendship with the percussionist Terry Longshore, who appears on this recording. And what we'll hear is the first decade plus the second decade, running about 10 minutes. Music for five percussionists. This is the Southern Oregon University Percussion Ensemble, with the director and soloist Terry Longshore and conductor Brian Jeffs. Music recorded at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall in October of 2014. But first we start with Stephen Schick. This is Brian Fernyhough's Bone Alphabet, music for solo percussion. Thank you. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 889, hour number 2. The blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and links. We heard two pieces for percussion, both running about 10 minutes. First, Stephen Schick performing Brian Fernyhough's piece called Bone Alphabet from 1992. That was from the CD Drumming in the Dark on Numa Records, solo percussion by Stephen Schick. And we followed that with Mark Applebaum and The First Decade Plus the Second Decade, which is from his percussion set 30, which is in six parts. There's one decades 1, 2, and 3 and combinations thereof for the second three parts. And that was the fourth section, the first decade plus the second decade. And that was performed by five percussionists from the Southern Oregon University Percussion Ensemble, directed by Terry Longshore, who was also the soloist here, and conducted by Brian Jeffs. Music recorded at the Southern University Music Recital Hall in October of 2014. And both of those pieces, CDs for percussion, Numa Records, NEUMA, Numa Records, the Mark Applebaum is on Innova Recordings from 2015, that CD called 30. We continue on Martian Gardens with our friend Noah Kraszewski and his piece Omaggio, which comes from his 2010 CD, The Twilight of the Gods. This is music for samples and processing and fixed media, composed by Noah Kraszewski in 2001. And we'll then hear from one of Noah Kraszewski's students, going back to his time at Brooklyn College. And we'll hear Marco Opetisano and his piece for electroacoustic electric guitar and samples called Flash Forward from his Resolute EP on Spectropole Records from 2015. And John Rose, an Australian violinist, will hear from his piece The People's Music, which has its theme as taking place in a violin factory in communist China. What we'll hear is section called Some People, music from RER Megacorp, released in 2003. This is for string orchestra, fixed media, and video installations. The People's String Orchestra, which was comprised of members of the West Australian Youth Orchestra and the University of Western Australia String Orchestra, conducted by Lindsay Vickery. This was recorded at the Winthrop Hall in the University of Western Australia at Perth, July 7th, 2001. We'll then hear from the composer Craig Walsh and his electroacoustic piece called Pipeline Burst Cachet from music from Seamus, Volume 9, Seamus being an acronym for the Society for Electroacoustic Music in the United States. And this piece was for cello and two-channel tape, featuring the cellist Rhonda Ryder, composed in 1998. So those are the five pieces we'll be hearing. We will start with this piece running 7.5 minutes, Noah Kraszewski, Omaggio from Twilight of the Gods on Zadik Records. And the Martian Gardens blog, again, is martiangardens.blog for complete and detailed playlists and links that will lead you to more information and experience of the music that you hear on Martian Gardens. Thank you.
People's Republic China!
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 889, hour number 2. And we just heard music from Craig Walsh. That was called Pipeline Burst Cache. We started with Noah Kraszewski and his piece called Omaggio from The Twilight of the Gods on Zadik Records. We then heard from Marco Opetisano, who was one of Kraszewski's students at Brooklyn College. Marco Opetisano released an EP called Resolute in 2015, and that was a piece from it called Flash Forward for electroacoustic, electric guitar, and electric bass with samples. And then we heard John Rose, Some People from The People's Music, released by RER Megacorp in 2003. And again, ending with Craig Walsh, who is an associate professor from the University of Arizona, the music school there, the Fred Fox Music School. And that was a piece from 1998 called Pipeline Burst Cache, which was released by Music from Seamus, Music from Seamus Volume 9, the Society for Electroacoustic Music in the United States. And that was music for cello and a two-channel tape with the cellist Rhonda Ryder. And Craig Walsh got his PhD from Brandeis University, and one of his teachers there was Eric Chazelow. We'll hear from Eric Chazelow and a piece called Volpe Variations, and this was composed for the Stefan Volpe Society to celebrate the centennial of his birth. And that was 2003. This was credited as composed in 2003. Electroacoustic music, again, commissioned by the Stefan Volpe Society from Eric Chazelow. And this is from his Eric Chazelow's CD, Are You Radioactive, Pal? Electroacoustic music from Eric Chazelow of Brandeis. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 889, hour 3, martiangardens.blog. Thank you.
composing is sometimes to get rid of the material, composing to rid oneself of the subject matter and absolutely to destroy it.
Under all possible conditions, even under the most absurd.